You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Very sad news, Nitsa. Of course, Jeremy had a very rare form of cancer called pericardial mesothelioma. He was diagnosed just in June. He stepped down as New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President less than 3 months ago, and he died last Thursday at the age of 36. In his final public address in August, Jeremy, who had twins with his wife Rhiannon just last year, said, "Many of you have asked what you can do for me. If you really want to know," he said, "when you bump into my children, Grace and Michael, in the future, tell them your memories and please give them a sense of what it was like working with their dad." And he thanked the Jewish community, saying he didn't think he understood the special nature of our community as he did until he became president and served the community. There's been a flow of tributes already for Jeremy from Australian Jewish leaders, including Jewish Board of Deputies of CEO Vic Alhadef and the President Leslie Berger. They describe Spinak as a much-loved and greatly respected leader of the community and said his contribution to enhance political bipartisanship, a nuanced approach to advocacy and engagement with all sectors within the Jewish community were features of his presidency. And they said he, most importantly, he was a mensch, devoting countless hours to his role and while juggling a demanding career and his responsibilities as a young husband and father. They said Jeremy's light shone brightly, but not long enough, and he'll be deeply missed. And the Executive Council of Australian Jewry Leaders also said in a statement that Spinak's death is an unspeakable tragedy, not only just for his family, but also the whole community. And they said Jeremy was well-liked and respected by everyone who knew him. He had excellent judgment and a compassionate Jewish heart. In all his communal work, he was a conciliator, a healer and a unifier, and he was a true mensch.
Jeremy Spinak, yehi zichro baruch. It's very, very sad. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, in other news, 80 years since Kristallnacht.
Yes, so that was marked all over Australia. In Sydney, there was at the Great Synagogue, there was quite a very large gathering, 700 people, and the special guests were Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santo and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. So Edward Santo and Gladys said, remaining vigilant against a concerning backdrop of rising anti-Semitism, most notably in the wake of the recent attack in Pittsburgh in the USA, was certainly a pertinent message for this year's commemoration. Santo said, "The recent massacre in Pittsburgh synagogue tragically shows what unchecked hatred can breed. And so," he said, "we should be alive to a dangerous rekindling of anti-Semitism in the US, UK, France, Hungary, Poland and elsewhere. And anti-Semitism has never gone away in Australia either." The Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, shared similar sentiments and said, "We must always retain our vigilance." She said, "Strengthening of the state government's new incitement legislation earlier this year is an example of working to maintain that utmost vigilance." And bringing a personal angle to the moving commemoration was Holocaust survivor Eddie Jaku, who's 98 this year. He was born in Germany and he shared with the audience remembering the fear of witnessing Kristallnacht unfold in front of his very eyes. He said, however, the beginning of much worse to come. And he added a lasting message that left a strong imprint on the people present. He said, "Please take the word hate out of your language, and this tragedy must never happen again."
Shaina, I just would like to mention that while we're talking about Kristallnacht, a former Nazi SS guard, 94, has gone on trial for being complicit in the mass murder of several hundred prisoners at the Stutthof Nazi concentration camp. I must say that more than 60,000 people were killed at Stutthof during World War II. And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, in local news, changing of the guard at the Zionist Federation of Australia.
Yeah, that's right. The organisation has welcomed new president Jeremy Liebler at its biennial conference held at Beth Weitzman Community Centre in Melbourne last Sunday. It follows the four-year tenure of Danny Lamb. Liebler made his opening address in front of 120 delegates from all over Australia and New Zealand, and he said, in Australia, our diversity reflects the strength of the Zionist movement. And he said, we must ensure that each tribe has a place at the table because of our differences and not despite them. There were debate and discussions centering on generational dissonance and change at the conference. The audience heard from keynote speakers Ambassador of Israel to Australia Mark Sofer and Shadow Minister for Defence Richard Miles.
And Shane, last week a Jewish businessman was recognised by the University of New South Wales with an honorary doctorate.
That's right. Irvin Vidor was recognised by the university, and at the ceremony it was presented by no other than the university chancellor David Gonski, who of course is very well known in all education circles. Gonski told the Jewish News, Irvin Vidor is the epitome of our dream graduate, someone who has thought laterally, built his business to great success, and been involved throughout in his community and Australia generally. So some of the achievements that Vidor has done was, of course, establishing Toga Hospitality in 1963 with his wife Charlotte, his committed support of the University of New South Wales and his wider philanthropy in the arts, education, medicine and the environment. And of course, he was a founder of the Shalom Institute, established in 1973, and he's a life member to this day, and he was a chairman of the Jewish Communal Appeal Fund Allocation Committee.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, before I let you go, some good news. $1 million to two graduates of Masada College in Sydney from Google.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a sizable amount of money by any means. And they happen to be best friends. I'm sure they'll put it to very good use.
Tell us, why did they get a $1 million grant from Google? It's a lot of money to give away.
It was Adam McCurdy and Joshua Ross. They co-founded the ticketing platform Humanitics, which has just gone to strength to strength. And of course, it's also a great organization because when customers buy tickets, the proceeds go to very, very good charitable causes. And this has been recognized by none other than Google.
So what, people that buy tickets, like they say, for movie or theater, a small percentage goes to charity.
That's right. It's a great idea, and it's certainly caught on.
We wish them lots of luck and success to Adam McCurdy and Joshua Ross. I mean, they graduated from Masada College just a few years ago. It's amazing how much they've managed to achieve. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.